John did baptize in the wilderness and preached the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. And there went out unto him all the land of Judea, and they of Jerusalem, and were all baptized of him in the river of Jordan, confessing their sins. And John was clothed with camel's hair, and with a girdle of a skin about his loins. And he did eat locusts and wild honey,
and preached, saying,
There cometh one mightier than I after me, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to stoop down and unloose.
Will none in light boots either one may ask,
Wish you for the hell of
me, but I am a very young man from a friend.
Yes, you've met. Not where I was. That was he, baby.
They all be brought and makes the vulgar.
One mightier than I after me, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to stoop down and unloose.
I indeed have baptized you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost.
And it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized of John in Jordan.
And straightway coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens open,
and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. And there came a voice from heaven saying, Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And immediately the Spirit driveth him into the wilderness.
And he was there in the wilderness 40 days, tempted of Satan, and was lit.
Thank you. last I felt a powerful drowsiness drifting through my veins from all the pine bark wine I had drunk. "I think I'll go in and lie down," I said. I strolled casually into the bedroom and stooped over to nudge off my shoes. The clean bed bobbed before me like a safe boat. I stretched full length and shut my eyes. Then I heard Constantine sigh and come in from the balcony. One by one, his shoes clonked onto the floor and he lay down by my side. I looked at him secretly from under a fall of hair. He was lying on his back, his hands under his head, staring at the ceiling. The starched white sleeves of his shirt rolled up to the elbows, glimmered eerily in the half dark, and his tan skin seemed almost black. I thought he must be the most beautiful man I'd ever seen. I thought if only I had a keen, shapely bone structure to my face, or could discuss politics shrewdly, or was a famous writer, Constantine might find me interesting enough to sleep with. And then I wondered if, as soon as he came to like me, he would sink into ordinariness, and if as soon as he came to like me, I would find fault after fault, the way I did with Buddy Willard and the boys before him. The same thing happened over and over. I would catch sight of some flawless man off in the distance, but as soon as he moved closer, I immediately saw he wouldn't do it all. That's one of the reasons I never wanted to get married. The last thing I wanted was infinite security and to be the place an arrow shoots off from. I wanted change and excitement and to shoot off in all directions myself like the colored arrows from a 4th of July rocket. I woke to the sound of rain. It was pitch dark. After a while, I deciphered the faint outlines of an unfamiliar window. Every so often, a beam of light appeared out of thin air, traversed the wall like a ghostly, exploratory finger, and slid off into nothing again. Then I heard the sound of somebody breathing. At first, I thought it was only myself and that I was lying in the dark in my hotel room after being poisoned. I held my breath, but the breathing kept on. A green eye glowed on the bed beside me. It was divided into quarters like a compass. I reached out slowly and closed my hand on it. I lifted it up. With it came an arm, heavy as a dead man's, but warm with sleep.
Seen Louis. He's not come to see me depuis long time maintenant. I've waited and waited in that cafe down by the river. No, Jacques, ça m'est égal. Please, Jacques.
intensify and groove me. I love those real sick sounds scraping harshly through me. A weird forlorn psychotic horn can vibrate and unglue me. I don't respond to harmonies played on muted trumpets. I'm left unmoved by country songs sweetly wailed by three related strumpets. I love those real sick sounds, tones that just offend me. Bait and irritate, they stimulate and send me.
You know, sometimes I might feel a little lonely, and I might not sleep.
I'm gonna do a little song for you now that'll make you clap your hands,
kick your feet, and as a matter of fact, it'll tear you up. La 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 la.
Thank you. To those I dislike. I got those repressed hostility blues, lost in the cruel, cruel city. I'm jostled, maltreated, and cheated in turn by an odd twist of fate. I yearn to be gracious to people I hate. Emotional lackey who craves someone to attack. I need a waiter, a waitress, or hacky who promise not to fight back. I got those repressed hostility blues here in the no city. The anger I'm feeling is all in my mind. Oh, if only I knew some kind of a someone to transfer it to. To transfer it to. Oh, there must be a chump on whom I can dump my repressed hostility
and
14. For if ye forgive men their trespasses,
your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thine head and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Of the generation of Jesus Christ,
the son of David,
the son of Abraham. Abraham begat Isaac, and Isaac begat Jacob,
and Jacob begat Judas and his brethren. And Judas begat Perez and Zerah of Tamar. Perez begat Ezra, and Ezra begat Aram. And Aram begat Aminadab, and Aminadab begat Naasson.
Nahasson begat Salmon, and Salmon begat Boaz of Rahab, and Boaz begat Obed of Ruth, and Obed begat Jesse, and Jesse begat David the king, and David the king begat Solomon of her that had been the wife of Uriah.
Solomon begat Rehoboam, and Rehoboam begat Abiah, and Abiah begat Asa, and Asa begat Josaphat, and Josaphat begat Joram,
and Joram begat Ozias.
Ozias begat Joatham,
and Joatham begat Achaz, and Achaz begat Ezekias.
And Ezekias begat Manasseh, and Manasseh begat Amon, and Amon begat Josiah. And Josiah begat Jeconias and his brethren about the time they were carried away to Babylon. But after they were brought to Babylon, Jeconias begat Salathiel, and Salathiel begat Zerubbabel.
Zerubbabel
begat Abiah, and Abiah begat Eliakim, and Eliakim begat Azor, and Azor begat Sadok,
and Sadok,
whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner. But he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire.
Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying,
I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answering said unto him,
Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness.
Then he suffered him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying,
This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.
Chapter 4. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights,
he was afterward an hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said,
If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread.
But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.
Chapter 4.
Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward an hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said,
If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made
bread. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.
FM. It's a great place to listen to crazy things.
Let's watch full-length movie on YouTube with Michael Spiegelman.
I'm Michael Spiegelman.
And I am Carl, not Let's Spiegelman.
We're hosts of
YouTube with Michael Spiegelman.
Follow us on podcast by with our acronym LWAFLMOYT. We watch a full length movie on YouTube with you, and you listen to the podcast and watch the movie at the same time.
Yeah, LWAFLMOYT.
LWAFLMOYT. That's every Sunday 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, or if you're Carl, 5%.
Right. I'm so lazy. 3 hours later, I finally get to the show 5 p.m.
Let's hear the theme song.
Let's watch full-length movies.
Oh, let's do a full-minute promo. Oh, never mind. Bye. See you next month.
Are you tired of swimming through a sea of podcasts? Are ye on a raft without a patter? Well, gather around me, sea dogs, and get aboard me pirate ship as we set sail for the seas of MutinyRadio.fm. From there, you can captain your own pirate ship as you sail through over 44 different shows for all of your listening pleasures. They've got live comedy to small business advice, LGBTQ-friendly to sports, vinyl to gutter punk. Mutiny Radio.fm has the best programming the Internet Ocean has to offer you. I bet my peg leg on it, or I ain't Scurvy Shitface McRat.
Hey, Mutineer Stolowitz here. Have you ever listened to Labor and Love on Saturday mornings, 10 to noon, with Bill Morgan? It's a really excellent show, one of my favorites here at the station. And it's all about service. It might be the devil, it might be the Lord, but we got to serve somebody. And Bill understands the virtue of service as the heart and soul of the labor movement better than a lot of people I know. And it's one of the reasons I love to listen to him. He breaks down socialism, democracy, protest history, workers' news, and the power of unions. Along with that, he serves up an excellent mix of jazz, Latin, gospel, hip-hop, and traditional folk ballads. Great stuff. Check it out. Labor and Love is every Saturday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Serve somebody.
Since 1971, the San Francisco Tenants Union has been fighting for the rights of tenants and for the preservation of affordable housing in San Francisco. Starting from the struggle for rent control in the 1970s, the Tenants Union has been the city's leading advocate for tenants. The Tenants Union is supported by membership and counseling donations, and this enables advocacy to be uncompromising and not influenced by pressures from government or other funders. It is a 501c4 since it campaigns for political candidates, so generally donations are not tax deductible, although large donations may qualify. Please visit WFTU.org for more information. This public service announcement is brought to you by your friends at Mutiny Radio in San Francisco.
Flat black plastic. Mutiny Radio. .fm Saturday noon to 2 every Saturday, all music all night all day.
The ACLU of California reminds us that we have the right to speak out. Both the California Constitution and the First Amendment to the United States Constitution protect our rights to free expression. There are many questions we face when we decide to organize and speak out. Do we need a permit? Are there limitations? Or when can we not demonstrate? What about civil disobedience? For all of this information, please check out aclunc.org. This public service announcement is brought to you by your friends at Mutiny Radio in San Francisco.
Alex! Can you tell me what food relieves insomnia, anxiety, stress, chronic brain, depression, nausea, and can induce euphoria and stimulate appetite?
I'm going to guess waffles.
That is incorrect.
What?
Actually, Alex, the food I'm talking about are cannabis-based medicinal extracts.
Cannabis-based medicinal extracts? That sounds like you're smoking drugs, Ed.
No, baby. There are smokeless, safe, and less expensive alternatives to smoke it.
But can I use it to sleep?
Yes, baby!
Good, because I'm so excited by this that I may never sleep again!
Then it sounds like you, Alex, may want to check out the number 4altacalifornia.com. That's 4altacalifornia.com for a non-addictive, pharmaceutical-free alternative to smoking medical marijuana. Check them out today at number 4altacalifornia.com.
Safe sex is more than just avoiding STIs and pregnancy, no matter what you're into. Make sure that you and those around you feel safe, comfortable, and are having a good time. This public service announcement is brought to you by your friends at Mutiny Radio.
Billy Bob, you ever want to be funny?
Well, my dogs think I'm funny, Daryl.
Well, I mean, you ever want to be... like in front of an audience, like other than like squirrels, dogs, and dead persons?
Oh, shoot. From time to time, I've given it a thought or two.
You know, if you go to Joke Workshop, there's more than two peoples paying attention to your jokes, and they ain't even gonna be jerks about it.
Daryl, are you serious? I can get people to listen to my jokes?
And they'll even say nice things to you before they tell you how to get improvements.
No way. What is this dag nabbit thing called?
It's Joke Workshop.
Joke Workshop?
Yep, every Monday, 6 to 8 p.m. on the Mutant Radius.
So you're saying I could tell my jokes every Monday from 6 to 8?
That's what I'm saying. It's the Joke Workshop Mondays, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Mutant Radius. Yahoo!
499.
San Francisco Mutiny Radio. San Francisco Mutiny Radio.
Listen to live streaming radio or download a podcast and you can listen on the go. Listen to live streaming radio or download a podcast and you can listen on the go. San Francisco Mutiny Radio. San Francisco Mutiny Radio.
MutinyRadio.fm.
Why not make a donation?
MutinyRadio.fm.
Streaming live the station.
MutinyRadio.fm.
District of the Mission.
MutinyRadio.fm.
MutinyRadio.fm.
My name is Breakfast, and I'm running for Chancellor of the United States of America. For too long, we have gone without a Chancellor who is willing to take bold leaps of faith and logic to create new possibilities for our great, big, fat nation. As your Chancellor, I will balance the budget on the head of a pin, give entertaining speeches, have scandalous affairs, write strongly worded letters to unpopular foreign leaders, look good on camera, end all hunger, crime, abuse, war, disease, disasters, sadness, depression, oppression, repression, suppression, transgression, obsession, expression, impression, regression, and digression by signing pieces of paper that express my disapproval of such things. And invest in an American flag pin to be worn prominently on my stylish jackets. It's time to work together to take the country back from us and return it to ourselves. It's time to turn this country around and drive it into opposing traffic. It's time to take a chance on the Chancellor.
Who have an insatiable appetite for all things in life, who scream at nothing and everything at the same time, who dance till sunup, who cause the sun to set again with irreverent bow, who rival the moon with gravitational force, who leave rooms feeling empty and earthquake struck, who don't give a fuck, who make, who do, who dream out loud and laugh like maniacs, who draw shock and awe on faces graced with watching, who create from the soul of an orgasm, who swagger even alone in the shower, who fight with passion and love with passion, and our passion, who catapult over cliffs in the name of revolution, who would rather die than fall in line to conform, who constantly challenge the norm, who greet each and every day as if just born. I say to you, I know your greatness the way a suicide jumper knows weightless just before the impact, and in fact, I know it best when I say to you, I love you.
Listen to Mutiny Radio at MutinyRadio.fm. It's a great place to listen to crazy things.
Let's watch full-length movie on YouTube with Michael Spiegelman.
I'm Michael Spiegelman.
And I am Carl, not Let's Spiegelman.
We're hosts of
YouTube with Michael Spiegelman.
Follow us on podcast by with our acronym LWAFLMOYT. We watch a full length movie on YouTube with you, and you listen to the podcast and watch the movie at the same time.
Yeah. LWAFLMOYT.
Yeah, LWAFLMOYT.
LWAFLMOYT.
That's every Sunday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, or if you're Carl, 5%.
Nada novo vem do sol. Tudo novo vem do nosso mundo.
Oh no, this is not what I wanted.
Let's watch full-length movie.
All right, let's do a full-minute promo. Oh, never mind. Bye. See you next month.
Are you tired of swimming through a sea of podcasts? Are ye on a raft without a patter? Well, gather around me, sea dogs, and get aboard me pirate ship as we set sail for the seas of Mutiny Radio.fm.